Profiler Baseball is on the air. Today's game is being brought to you by Profiler Performance Products, by Lilly's New Creation, by Profiler Inc., by the USO, by Special Wish Foundation of Dayton, and by the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network. Let's head out to the field for all the exciting play-by-play action of UD Baseball. Here's the voice of the Flyers, Doug Brown. Good afternoon, everybody, from Warner Field at AES Ohio Stadium. We welcome you to Dayton Flyer Baseball. This afternoon, they host the Bowling Green Falcons in a game that, it's the final home game for a while. They got a 9-game road trip coming up, and they go to Eastern Illinois, they go to Butler, they go all over the place. So they won't be home until Easter weekend when they host the Fordham Rams. The Flyers, they come into this game with a record of 9-7. They've won the last 6 out of 8, and they lost a tough one yesterday, 8-6, to the Northern Kentucky Norse down at Northern Kentucky. We got that game up on our station right now, but it was a hard fought game. And the Flyers, they have a knack of coming back. You know, they get down, and next thing you know, boom. You know, like at Vanderbilt, they score 8 runs. Against South Dakota State, they score 8 runs or 6 runs or 5 runs or something like that. But they got a knack of coming back and doing great things. And this team is going to be very, very good. So I was talking to Ryan Steinauer, and you know, it's just like this team is not a sixth-place team in the A-10. I just can't see it. But when the A-10 starts, we'll find out. So we had a chance to talk to Ryan Steinauer as our player profile. We'll do that right after this timeout. You're listening to the Dayton Flyers on the Gem City Sports Network.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time drag week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet. Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
Today's player profile is being brought to you by the USO. Joining us today is Ryan Steinauer. He pitched yesterday against the Northern Kentucky Norse, and it wasn't a bad outing. You just had one bad inning.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, I started with the leadoff walk. You know, didn't help myself out, and then you know, a couple singles here and there. They had a nice sack bunt. You know, drove him in. Just wasn't really able to get swings and misses on my changeup like usual, and you know, they made me pay. But overall, you know, was able to keep us in the game, give us a chance. You know, it's not always going to be pretty, but I...
Well, you guys always have a knack for coming back. I mean, you guys scored late in the game, but you guys made it interesting. You came back and was taking took a 6-5 lead and then lost it after that.
Yeah, I felt good about where we were at. You know, after I came out that frame, Hattie came in, did a great job, you know, shut it down, gave us some life in the dugout, and we rallied a little bit, you know, put ourselves ahead, but, you know, they just kept fighting. We weren't able to capitalize, close it out, unfortunately, but... That's how it goes.
Yeah, we're going to have some fun here. We did this last year, but I got all different questions.
Yes.
Okay. What's your major and how's that going?
I'm in marketing. Yeah, it's going pretty well. I'm in a selling class right now, first sales class that I've taken, and that's what I see myself going into after college. So it's good to get a taste of it, and it's definitely interesting. position, so I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, any kind of product you want to sell?
Not sure. I have a couple friends whose parents are in medical sales, medical device sales, and that seems like a pretty lucrative industry, especially just where the healthcare industry is as a whole. You know, it's ever growing. So maybe medical device sales, but I'm really open to anything because, you know, there's a very wide array of products that are.
How old were you when you first started playing baseball?
I was six or seven. I can't remember exactly, but I started. I didn't play T-ball.
Oh, really?
I got my start in coach pitch.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, or it was machine pitch? Yeah, machine pitch. Machine slash kid pitch. Like half the game would be machine, half would be kid. And, you know, just fell in love with the game.
Do you have any hobbies outside baseball?
Right now, it's really just baseball. It's consuming everything, you know. I'd say, you know, it's like my profession right now, but it's also something I enjoy a ton, so I would consider it a hobby.
Is there a player that you watched while you were growing up, a certain player on the field?
So growing up in Michigan, you know, I was always a Tigers fan. So I was always a big fan of Justin Verlander.
Okay.
Always enjoyed watching him pitch. You know, he was one of my idols growing up.
And now he's married to Kate Upton.
He's definitely winning in life.
Yeah, definitely. What do you believe is the greatest challenge that athletes face today?
I'd say it's just, for me personally, it's been just managing my stress as a whole. Because, you know, the sport in itself brings a lot of pressure, a lot of stress. And then, you know, you got to deal with everything that's going on the side. You know, because there's a lot of life to be lived outside of baseball. So I'd say it's just keeping everything in check and not getting too overwhelmed.
How do you balance your time between baseball and school?
I just make sure to prioritize what's most important for me. So, you know, just have a checklist, like what needs to get done, and focus on those things, and then anything else supplementary that I have time for, you know, take advantage of the little free time that I have and try to take the care of that.
I noticed during when I came out here before the season started, there was a ping pong table in here. Were you any good at that?
Yeah, I've definitely gotten better. You know, my game has definitely improved. Coach King gives me a lot of heat for being one of the worst, but I would say that I've risen above that over the last couple months.
What's your ranking?
I wouldn't say I'm in the top 10, but I'm definitely a contender. You know, I'll give you a good game.
Okay. Do you have a favorite TV show? Or do you have time to watch?
Most recently, I'd say probably my favorite one is Breaking Bad that I've watched recently. I really enjoyed Narcos. Narcos is a great show. Watch Suits. Not Suits. I can't remember what it is. It's... I forgot. There was a show. It was a great show about a very powerful family in the media industry. It's recent.
Sopranos?
No. Well, Sopranos is another great one that I've watched. I can't remember what this one's called, but...
Dynasty?
No.
Dallas?
It's on Max.
Oh, okay. I don't get Max. Okay. If you were invited to that show, would you go? Would you like to be a guest
100%,
star?
100%.
Okay.
Of course.
I figured you would be. What's your favorite video game? I think you guys had a lot of time to play on the bus yesterday with the traffic jams.
Oh, yeah. I haven't played much video games recently, but I played a ton of Forza growing up, racing games.
Okay.
I love racing games.
Oh,
yeah, if that's like another dream job of mine is being a professional racer.
Oh.
If I had the opportunity to do so, it would be something I'd definitely consider.
You have to go up to Eldora Speedway then.
Sorry?
You'd have to go up to Eldora Speedway then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You'd see some real greats up there.
Oh, of course, yeah.
After you graduate from Dayton, would you like to continue to play baseball elsewhere?
Oh, of course, yeah. I mean, if I don't have any immediate opportunities right out of college here, then I would definitely be open to, you know, just putting a lot of effort into training independently and trying to find opportunities. So it's definitely not something I'm considering giving up anytime soon.
If you had, I'm going to sit down here. Who's your favorite team?
Professionally?
Yeah.
Oh,
it could be any team. But for the baseball team.
I'd probably say the Tigers.
Okay.
Just because I grew up in Michigan, but my dad, he's from Chicago, so he's a White Sox fan. So
sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I know they're not looking too hot, but you know, I just enjoy baseball as a whole. I, you know, just really watching any baseball.
I'm a Guardians fan, so, and I've been for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
What team, or no, see, if now this would be afterwards, after you get out of school, if someone were to give you $1 million, what would be the first thing you do with it?
I'd definitely set up my parents, you know, give them the life they deserve, because they've, you know, given me so much. They've really helped me in my baseball journey. So I'd set them right first, and then I'd probably get a very, very nice car. A very nice car, because I'm a big car head.
Yeah, if you want to be a racer, yeah, I would think so. Mm-hmm. What would you rather be, in NASCAR, Indy, sprints, or midgets?
I think endurance racing is something that'd be really cool. You know, like, you ever seen 24 Hours of Le Mans, or like 24 Hours of Daytona? I think racing in that circuit would be really cool.
I had a nephew that was in the 24 Hours of Daytona.
Really?
Yeah.
That's very cool.
He did very well, too.
That's awesome.
What is your most favorite sports moment that's happened to you?
God, there's been a lot of great ones. I'd have to say, just with recency bias, probably getting the start at Vandy and, you know, winning at Vanderbilt. You know, it was a great team win. That was probably it's definitely the highlight of this year so far.
Okay, I think I know the answer to this one. If you were given a chance to play another sport, which would it be? Auto racing?
Yeah, I'd have to say so. I mean, like, I love, you know, even just driving around in general. Like, I really enjoy it. So, definitely auto racing.
Well, maybe when you go to Butler, you might get a chance to go past the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
Maybe. That's true.
I don't know how close they are.
I'm not sure. But I'll keep an eye out for it.
You won't know it. I don't think you'll know it. My dad gone past it 3 or 4 times, didn't know it was there. Unless you go down the front stretch, and then you get the big stands. So I've been to it 3 times. How old were you when you decided you wanted to be a salesperson?
It's pretty recent, so probably this year. I mean, I've always been unsure of what professional avenues I wanted to pursue, but just with where I'm at right now in my life, I feel like that's, you know, what makes most sense for me.
Okay, now here's going to be a real tough one for you. I mean, a lot of guys think this is tough. Okay, you're the manager of a team. It doesn't matter who you pick. Who would be your starting 9 players? Or ten if you wanted to add a DH.
Oh, my. That is a tough one. All right. Well, start with DH. Put Shohei at DH. First base, probably Freddie Freeman.
Well, this could be all time, too.
Oh, jeez. Well, that's
even worse, huh?
I don't know.
Okay.
My position, that's really tough.
Go with today.
I don't know who my middle infield would be. Well, Mookie Betts started playing shortstop, so I'd throw him at short. Third base, probably Manny Machado. Catcher, Yadier Molina. Starting pitcher, I'll go with Justin Verlander.
Yeah, of course.
Second base, I've always liked Brandon Phillips.
He was always, definitely.
Right field, go with Ichiro. Ichiro and right. Center field, Trout and center. And then left field, left fielders, good outfielder. I know, there's so many choices. I'll throw Ken Griffey Jr. out there in left. He could play left field.
Okay. Well, Ryan, I want to thank you for coming on, and best of luck to you the rest of the way. I think it's going to be a fun team to watch.
Oh, definitely. I mean, just already, I've really enjoyed this year as a whole, you know, starting from fall ball and up till today. It's been probably the best group of guys that I've been a part of, and I really like our chances this year. I think it's going to be a great year.
I don't think you're going to finish 6th like they predicted.
Oh, no chance. We're going for it all. We're going to take it.
Well, Ryan, thanks for coming on, and we'll see you down the road. We'll be back with more after this timeout. You're listening to the pregame show here on the Jump City Sports Network.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name.
It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website at specialwishdayton.org or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
Hey, everyone, let's all stop what we're doing and take a moment. You see? Every moment can be kind of special. But it can be loud moments, goofy moments, dorky moments. It doesn't matter. Because every time dads like us take a moment like that to spend with our kids, well, it's pretty momentous. So let's take a moment to make a moment. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network.
And back here at AES Ohio Stadium, Doug Brown with you, and today it's the Bowling Green Falcons. They come into this game with a record of 5-7 overall, 3-0 in the conference, in the Mid-American Conference. They swept the Miami Redhawks over the weekend, 17-16, 12-1, and 14-10 in 12 innings. And they have yet to play a home game. They don't play a home game until the 22nd of March when they host a three-game set with Akron. Then they go back on the road again for a while. So they got a lot of road games this year, Bowling Green does, including a trip to Notre Dame. The Flyers, on the other hand, they have been home for a good amount of time, as they've been taking on some good teams like, well, they just got done with South Dakota State. They played Toledo and Lindenwood, and they've been on the road to Wake Forest, Vanderbilt, and High Point, as well as Northern Kentucky yesterday. After today, they go on the road until the 29th of March when they host Fordham here at AES Ohio Stadium. That is on the 29th, 30th, 31st, Easter weekend. Until then, though, they go three games over to Eastern Illinois over the weekend, at Eastern Kentucky on the 20th, and then two doubleheaders at Butler on the 23rd, 24th, which we will have on the radio here, and then a trip to Ohio University in Athens on the 26th before returning home to the take on Fordham. On the mound for the Flyers today will be Will Newell. He's making his third appearance, his first start of the year. He's gone two innings. He's got given up four hits, no runs. He's hasn't walked anybody and struck out two. He's got a zero ERA. For the Bowling Green Falcons, Bell Fountain native Cade Arn. He comes in making his third appearance, no starts. He's pitched two innings, given up five hits, six runs, six earned. And he's got a 27.0 ERA. Well, you can say, my goodness, that's really up high. But, hey, he's only pitched two innings. He's only pitched two innings. So that'll come down today as he takes on the Flyers. So the all-time series between these two schools, this will be the 72nd time these two teams have met. The Falcons lead the series 47-24, and over the last 10 meetings, Bowling Green leads the series 6-4 over the Dayton Flyers. And last meeting came on May 1st in 2019 when Dayton picked up a 6-3 win right here at AES Ohio Stadium. And BG's last win in Dayton came on February the 28th, 2012, by a score 5-2. So it's been a long time in coming. So we'll see what happens today as Arn will take on Newell here at AES Ohio Stadium. We'll be back with more right after this.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time drag week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
Lily's New Creation, located in Springfield, Ohio, is your one-stop shop for full-service remodeling, residential and commercial cleaning, and full-service carpet cleaning. Serving the Miami Valley for over 18 years, you can call for an appointment at 937-925-5834. Once again, that's 937-925-5834. That's Lily's New Creation. Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley. Yeah, back here at AES Ohio Stadium in Dayton. We're getting set for action as the Dayton Flyers will host the Bowling Green Falcons. Falcons in their orange jerseys with gray pants, brown numbers, white trim. The Flyers in their white jerseys with red numbers, red letters, and powder blue hats. Here's the starting lineup, first of all, for the visiting Bowling Green Falcons. Leading off and playing center field will be Nathan Archer. Batting second, the right fielder, Caden Parker. Batting third, the second baseman, and Leighton Banjoff. Batting fifth, the left fielder, T.J. Tackett. Batting sixth, the D.H., Gavin Ganun. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Brady Birchmeyer. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Alex Laird. And batting ninth, the catcher, Garrett Wright. Once again for the Falcons, Archer in center, Parker in right, Ross at first, Banjoff in at third base, Tackett's in left field, Ganon the DH, Birchmeyer at first, Laird at short, and Wright behind the plate. And once again on the mound, Cade Arn, making his third appearance, his first start. He's pitched two innings, given up five hits, six runs, all earned. Hasn't walked anybody or struck out anybody, and he's got a 27.00 ERA. For the Flyers, they come in at 9-7 overall. They have yet to play a conference game. Leading off and playing second base will be Ivan Arias. Batting second at shortstop is Carlos Castillo. Batting third at third base, Mason Dobie. Batting fourth, the left fielder, David Mendez. Batting fifth at first base, Eddie Yaman the fourth. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Michael Adair. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Alejandro Cazorla. Batting eighth, the catcher, Ryan McDougal. Batting ninth, the DH, and Paxton Tomani. Once again for the Flyers, Arias at second, Castillo at short, Dobie at third, Mendez in left, Yaman at first, Adair in right field, Cazorla in center, McDougal behind the plate, and Tomani on the mound. Will Newell, Tomani is the DH. On the mound, Will Newell, once again, is making his third appearance, his first start. He's pitched two innings, given up four hits and no runs. So we'll see how he does today here against the Bowling Green Falcons. We'll be back with more right after this.
Profiler, Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com. profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc. A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
Back here at Warner Field at AES Ohio Stadium, we are getting set for action as the Flyers and the Falcons will do battle. The umpires for today's game is Kyle Oldegus. Behind the plate, John Mileski at first and Scott Wyckoff at third base. So the Flyers and the Falcons will do battle here today. The Flyers will take off and head over to Eastern Illinois over the weekend and then to Eastern Kentucky before going to Butler for two doubleheaders. Both doubleheaders start at noon, so we'll have all that for you beginning at 11:30 on both days. So it's going to be a lot of fun. I've never been over to Butler University. They got one of the great field houses of all time in Hinkle Fieldhouse, where the movie Hoosiers was filmed. So they're announcing the starting lineup for the Bowling Green Falcons, and the Flyers will come up. We're going to take another quick break. Be back with the starting lineup or the national anthem right after this.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network.
It's me, your heart. High blood pressure is serious, and if you think I'm just going to keep ticking away, you're wrong. I can quit whenever I want, but I like my job. Just treat me better. Maybe we can do some exercise on occasion? After all, we're in this together.
Don't let your heart quit on you. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get yours to a healthy range before it's too late. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time Drag Week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
Back here at AES Ohio Stadium. Gorgeous afternoon for baseball here at the stadium. 69 degrees is our temperature, and it's going to get warmer. The wind is out of the southwest at 14 miles an hour, and there's not a cloud in the sky. Well, maybe a couple of clouds, but wind blowing out, and the pitchers don't like it, but the hitters do. So we might see a couple of jacks today. The dimensions here at AES Ohio Stadium, 330 down the line, 375 to the alleys in right and left center field, 400 to dead center field. And we've seen them go out very, very easily when the wind's blowing like it is today. So you probably hear it in my headset from time to time. Now they're going to introduce the Dayton Flyers under head coach Jason King. Ivan Arias going out to his position at second base. Carlos Castillo, he made a hell of a play yesterday. He stopped the ball from going into center field that saved a run. And he's just one of the kids that just has an amazing game from time to time. So once again for the Bowling Green Falcons, Nathan Archer will lead off and play center field. Caden Park will play right field. Tyler Ross will play second base. Leighton Banjoff will play right field, or play third base and bat fourth. TJ Tackett will bat fifth and play left field. Gavin Ganun will be the DH, bat sixth. Batting seventh will be Brady Birchmeyer. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Alex Baird. And batting ninth, the catcher, Garrett Wright. Let's get on the mound from Bell Fountain, Ohio, is Cade Arn. He's a sophomore, 6'4", 200 pounds. And on the mound for the Flyers will be number 40 in Will Newell. He's a junior, 6'7", 220 from Tallahassee, Florida. So here we go. Fans rise. Now our national anthem. Our national anthem here at AES Ohio Stadium as we get set for baseball. Defensively for the Flyers, it goes like this. It goes Yaman at first, Arias at second, Castillo at short, Dobie at third. Mendez in left, Cazorla in center, and Adair in right. McDougal behind the plate, and Will Newell on the mound for the Dayton Flyers. Will Newell is from, like I said, Tallahassee, Florida. Also, ladies and gentlemen, you must remain from throwing objects on the game surface. It is dangerous and unfair to the participants. Security personnel have been instructed to remove any person from the facility with those so the playing field. Guys are warming up out there on the field as we get set for action. Glad you can join us on this Wednesday afternoon from Dayton, Ohio. Wind blowing out towards center field. It might be an adventure out there for the fielders today if the ball gets up in the air. So once again, Will Newell out on the mound for the Flyers. Cade Arn for the Flyers, or for the Falcons. The Fountain in our what we call our ADI, which is our area that we, the Dayton media covers. Of course, we don't care who you cover. But we do cover schools and organizations that don't get a lot of media attention, which is a lot of them because the media around here, they don't have the horses they once had. I mean, they used to have two riders follow the Reds and the Bengals and stuff. And now we're lucky to have one.
Let's play ball.
So it's time to play ball here at the stadium as Nathan Archer will step to the plate. Archer batting .269 with two home runs, 14 runs batted in. He's got four doubles and a triple. He'll step to the plate, batting left-hander. He's a junior. Here's the first pitch and a ground ball into right field for a base hit. So Archer is on with a hit to right field. And that'll bring up Caden Parker. Parker, a junior, playing right field. He's batting .133 with no home runs and four runs batted in. He's got a double to his name. Batting right-handed. Dual sets. Throws over to first. Gets back safely is Archer. Archer playing center field today. Here's a set and the pitch by Newell. Scores around the butt and foul tip at the plate. Ball goes back to the backstop and the count goes to 0-1. The ball's a one strike to the right fielder, Archer. There's a stretch by Newell. Checks the runner over at first base and throws over a little high. Once again, over at first base is Eddie Yaman, the fourth. There's a stretch in the pitch. And squared around the bunt. It's called strike two. No balls and two strikes to count here. Newell staring in, gets the signs, takes a quick peek over to first, now he sets. Throws over again. This time, Archer was leaning a little bit towards second base. Now he takes another peek over there at first, now he sets. This time he delivers the 0-2. Called strike three. So Parker's out looking. So one down, that'll bring up Tyler Ross. Ross batting .341 with two home runs and 13 runs batted in. He's got 14 hits, three doubles, and a triple to his name. Newell sets. Looks over at first base at Archer. Archer not that big of a lead. Here's the pitch and a swing and a miss. The ball was outside. But Ross took a swing at it anyway. We are sitting outside on the party deck. Here's the pitch. In the dirt. McDougal wanted to throw down to set, down to first, but Archer was already back standing, so. One ball, one strike, one out. Runner on. A leadoff hit by Nathan Archer as Newell sets and fires. Fly ball back out of play and heading into the pine trees over to the right. A ball and two strikes with one down here in the top of the first inning. His pitch swing and a foul tip. It's fouled back to the screen. Count stays 1-2. Russ from Lewis Center, Ohio, went to Olentangy Orange. 6'2 senior. Foul back, out of play. Ball and 2 strikes. One ball, 2 strikes, 1 down with runner at first base. On deck is Leighton Banchoff. Here's the pitch. Runner goes and a fly ball. Fly ball over our head and out of play. Count stays, 1-2. One down here in the first. Ross staring back in. Here's a ground ball up the middle. Nice job by Castillo over to Arias, over to Yaman. 6-4-3, double play. Another great play by Carlos Castillo. Went over behind the bag, flipped it to Ivan Arias, and he flipped it over to Eddie Yaman. So the Flyers get out of this one. They get no runs on a hit, no errors, nobody left, and at the end of a half inning. It's Bowling Green, nothing. The Flyers coming up. You're listening to Flyer Baseball on the Gem City Sports Network.
Lily's New Creation, located in Springfield, Ohio, is your one-stop shop for full-service remodeling, residential and commercial cleaning, and full-service carpet cleaning. Serving the Miami Valley for over 18 years, you can call for an appointment at 937-925-5834. Once again, that's 937-925-5834. That's Lily's New Creation. Lily's New Creation, located in Springfield, Ohio, is your one-stop shop for full-service remodeling, residential and commercial cleaning, and full-service carpet cleaning. Serving the Miami Valley for over 18 years, you can call for an appointment at 937-925-5834. Once again, that's 937-925-5834. That's Lily's New Creation.
Hey, back here at Werner Field at AES Ohio Stadium, where Flyers coming to bat. Ivan Arias, Carlos Castillo, and Mason Dobie will be the first three. Facing Bell Fountain native Cade Arn. Once again, Arn making his first start, his third appearance. Pitched 2 innings, given up 5 hits, 6 runs, all earned. Hasn't walked or struck out anybody. Got a 27.0 ERA, and the teams are batting .455 against him. But don't even, it's too early in the season for him to be, you know, it's just too early in the season, to be honest with you, to be comparing him to anything. So leading it off will be Ivan Arias. Arias batting .281 with a home run and 9 runs batted in. Everybody in the starting lineup today has hit at least one home run. Ivan Arias from Boston, Massachusetts, standing in. Pitches outside for a ball. 1-0. Arias transferred in from Vanderbilt. I'm sure he liked going back there and beating them a couple of weeks ago. Pitches outside. 2. 2-0. The count to Ivan Arias. Arn getting the sign. Now he winds and delivers the 2-0 pitch. And therefore called strike one. Arn gets the sign. Now delivers. Line drive right up the middle. Arias gets the base hit. He's going to stop at first base. So the two leadoff hitters have gotten hits leading off the game. So that'll bring up Carlos Castillo. Castillo is batting .413 with two home runs, 13 runs batted in. Four doubles to his name in his 19 hits. Carlos from Hialeah, Florida, senior, will stand in. Mason Dobie on deck. Here's the pitch. Just misses outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. We got a different vantage point than we're used to because we're usually right behind the plate. We're just off to the right a little bit. Throw over to first. Arias gets back safely. Tried to see if he was napping. Arias, a short lead over at first base. Arn takes a quick look. Now he sets. And delivers the one. Or no, he's going to throw over to first once again. So one. Nobody out. Runner first. Breaking pitch stays outside for a ball. Two balls and no strikes. Two balls and no strikes. Arn gets his sign. Now he checks the runner at first and fires. Called strike. Two balls and one strike. Nobody got here in the first inning. Arias led off the inning with a base hit up the middle. Here's the pitch. Ground ball to the right side. Over to the second baseman for one. Over to first, not in time. So field of shorts for Carlos, and that'll bring up Mason Dobie. Dobie batting .271 with a home run, 10 runs batted, and he's got a couple of doubles to his name. Dobie from Meaford, Ontario, Canada. 6'2", 195 junior. Kind of cemented his role at third base. And that was pretty much last year, too. Of course, he was playing left field last year also. David Mendez on deck. Here's breaking pitch over for a called strike one. The ball's in the strike, the count. Arn looks over at first base. Arias a good lead this time. He might throw over. No, he doesn't. He pitch just misses outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Wind blowing out at about 14 miles an hour. Here's the pitch. Down in the dirt. 2-1. Bowling Green has been road warriors all season long. Hell, they've been on the road. They're 5-7. They got a three-game road trip to Ball State over the weekend. Here's a fly ball well hit out towards right, and right to the right fielder. He's going to throw it back to first, but not time, as Castillo gets back safely. So two down. That'll bring up David Mendez. Mendez batting .432 with a home run, 12 runs batted in. He's got three doubles and a triple to his name. Mendez, a freshman from Aldie, Virginia, went to Independence High School. His pitch runner goes, and Castillo is in there with a stolen base. Castillo steals base number four. He's 4-for-5 this year. There's the 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. One ball, one strike. Defensively for the Falcons goes like this. get to after this next pitch. There's a stretch by Arn. He looks back at second base real quick. Out delivers outside for ball two. Two balls and a strike. Birchmeyer at first. Ross at second. Laird at short. Banjoff at third. Tackett's in left. Archer in center. Parker in right. Right behind the plate. Arn on the mound for the Falcons. There's the stretch and the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike two. Two balls and two strikes with two down. A runner at second base. Eddie Gaman the fourth on deck. Two and two the count. I want to thank yesterday's pitcher, Ryan Steinauer, for being our player profile today. Here's the pitch. This is high for ball three, 3-2. Full count, three balls, two strikes. Arn staring in at his catcher right. Time called. He had like 3 seconds left on the clock. I should have asked him about that pitch clock and see how it has affected him. I mean, Steinauer, that is. So now Mendez going down to talk to Jason King. Our next broadcast of Flyer Baseball will be on the 23rd when they take on the Butler Bulldogs out at out in Indianapolis. Looking forward to it. Four games in 2 days. I hope my voice handles it pretty well. There's a stretch by Arn. He looks back at second and fires. Outside ball four. So Mendez draws a walk. First of the game for Arn. And that'll bring up Eddie Yaman, the fourth. Yaman batting 207 with three home runs, 18 runs batted in. He's got a double to his name. He's 12 for 58 on the year. So runners at first and second with two down. This pitch misses low, gets away from right, but not far enough for anybody to advance. Michael Adair on deck. Yeah, we are sitting out on, like, we're sitting outside on the party deck, I like to call it. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch over for a called strike. Looked like a fastball, and it just died. One ball, one strike, two down here in the first. No score. Flyers got a couple of hits. Pitch outside for a ball. 2-1 to count. Arn delivers. Check swing. He goes around. 2-2 to count. This is wild. Two balls, two strikes, two out, two on. Cade Arn sets. And the former Chieftain delivers and plunks him. So, that loads the bases up, and that'll bring up Michael Adair. Adair batting 208 with a home run, four runs batted in. He's 5 for 24. Out of those five hits, two of them are doubles. Cazorla on deck. Here's the pitch. Outside for a ball, one ball, no strikes. Here's the pitch. in there for a call strike at the knees. Adair out of Fort Gibson, Oklahoma. Senior, 6'1", 210. Pitch outside for ball two. Two balls and a strike. Arndt staring in at right to get the sign. Now he sets. Checks his runners. Here's a 2-1 pitch. High and outside. Ball three. Three balls, two strikes, two out. Three balls and a strike, two out. There is action down in the Bowling Green bullpen. This could be one of those Johnny Allstaff days. There's the pitch. Outside ball four, run scores. So Castillo scores. And two walks in the hit batsman. Gives the Flyers a 1-0 lead here in the first inning. So we're going to get a visit from the mat to the mound by catcher as everybody else goes in. They all head back to their respective. So Alejandro Cazorla standing in, batting 226. Three home runs, 10 runs batted in. 7 for 31. He's also got a double. Alejandro is from Alberta, Canada. Went to Bossier Parish Community College. Swing and a miss, strike one. I'm sure he loves seeing that wind blow out towards right or towards center field and left field. Arndt sets, trying to get out of this inning with just one run scored. Here's a pitch. That got him on the elbow, and Cazorla let him know about it. So runners still at all the bases. And that's going to bring up Ryan McDougal. So here comes the pitching coach for the Falcons. And we're going to have a pitching change. We're going to take a break. Be back with more after this timeout. This is the Gem City Sports Network.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley. Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley.
Profiler Inc., your local source for custom graphics including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc.
Back here at AES Ohio Stadium, new pitcher warming up still. Can't see his number. So coming to the plate will be Ryan McDougal. Bases loaded. Two down. So Ryan McDougal will stand to the plate, batting 244 with three home runs, 12 runs batted in. Luke Kraus on the mound for the Falcons. It's stretched by Kraus and delivers the 0-1 pitch. Check swing did not go. Kraus making his fifth appearance. He is has no record. He's pitched 5 1/3 innings, given up 9 hits, 7 runs, 6 hits. He's walked 2, struck out 5. 2 balls and a strike now to Ryan McDougal. He's got 10.13 ERA. There's his pitch. Fly ball way ahead out towards right field. Going back to right fielder. And it is out of here. Grand slam home run for Ryan McDougal. Quickly, it is now 6-0. That'll bring up Paxton Tomaney. They didn't wait till later innings to score. So 6-0 is our score. 5 of those runs are charged to Arn. That'll bring up Tomaney. Tomaney takes first pitch for a ball. Here's a pitch, and it's in there for a called strike one. So a grand slam home run. Pitch is outside, or a foul ball. One and two the count to Tomaney. Pitches down low for ball two. 2 balls and 2 strikes. A 6-run first inning for the Flyers. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. And that's going to do it for the... It's going to do it for the Flyers here in the first inning. They get 6 runs on 3 hits. There were no errors. And... nobody left on, and at the end of one inning of play, it's the Flyers 6 and the Bowling Green Falcons 0. We shall return after this timeout. You're listening to Flyer Baseball on the Gem City Sports Network.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website at specialwishdayton.org or call them at 937-223-WISH. The Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
Back here at AES Ohio Stadium, we welcome you back to Flyer Baseball. A 6-run first inning for the Flyers gives the Flyers a 6-0 lead on a grand slam home run by Ryan McDougal. Here's a ground ball right to Dobie over to first. One pitch, one out. That was Leighton Banjoff. Didn't have a chance to give him anything. He grounded right off. T.J. Tackett will step to the plate. Tackett on the year is batting 321 with No home runs and six runs batted in. People are out in shorts today. Pitches. This is for a ball, one ball, no strikes. I said it yesterday, and I'll say it today. The Guardians would love to have this weather for their home opener on April the 8th. Here's pitch. In there for a called strike. As will the Reds on March the 28th. Everybody gets started on the 28th, except for the Dodgers and Padres, and they go over to Seoul, South Korea to open their season. First pitch, or two balls and a strike to T.J. Tackett. There's a stretch, or windup, and a pitch by Newell. Grounder, this time to Castillo at short. Picks it up, fires over to Yaman. Two up, two down. Going to bring up Gavin Ganon. Ganon batting 381 with three home runs, 10 runs batted in. 8 for 21 on the year. Ganon, I guess his name is Ganon. I want to welcome those of you from listening in from the Bowling Green Falcon fan club. Here's the pitch. And never called strike one. I got here around noon and BG was already here. There's a windup and a pitch. And the dirt for a ball. One ball, one strike. There's a windup by swing and a foul tip at the plate. One ball, two strikes to Ganon. Guys on the bench really hooping it up. Pitches outside for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Ganon out of Blissfield, Michigan. A 6'2 junior. Here's the pitch. Got the outside corner on a called strike three. 1-2-3 go the Falcons here in the second. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left. The Flyers come up with the top of the order. Be back with that right after this timeout. You're listening to Flyer Baseball on the Gem City Sports Network.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time drag week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
To the bottom of the second inning, be the top of the order, and Ivan Arias will lead it off. Singled out to center field his first time up and was erased on a 4-6 force out. So Ivan Arias will stand in. Here's the windup and the pitch. And never called strike one. A six-run first inning has given the Flyers a huge lead, 6-0. Here's the pitch. It'll pop up back over our heads. Kakos, no balls, two strikes. Carlos Castillo on deck. Pitches outside for a ball. A ball and two strikes. Here's the pitch. A ground ball right back to the pitcher. flips it over to first. One up, one down. Krause back out on the mound for the... So Carlos Castillo coming up to the plate. He reached on a fielder's choice. So Krause getting in. Here's a pitch in there for a call. It's strike. Or a ball. Kept the music going too loud. Or too long, I guess. One ball and no strikes. Here's the pitch by Krause. High and outside for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Mason Dobie on deck. Here's the windup and the 2-0. Swing and a foul tip at the plate. It goes off the catcher. He's looking around. Where did it go? A ball and two balls and a strike with one out here in the second inning. 6-0 is our score. It's pitching a ground ball third base side. Nice pickup by one of the bullpen pitchers. Two balls and two strikes to count to Carlos Castillo. Some think that he might get drafted this year. Pitch just low for a ball. Three balls and two strikes. I think with the way he plays, I wouldn't doubt it. Found out Mark Manfredi is going to be playing for the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers this year. Swing and a miss, strike three. So two up, two down. That'll bring up Mason Dobie. Dobie flied out to right his first time up. But, you know, I was looking at the Dragon schedule. They don't even play Wisconsin this year. They don't play them at all. Not here, not up there. Which is kind of strange. Here's the pitch. Pitch is high for a ball. One ball, no strikes to Dobie. On deck, David Mendez. Here's the pitch. And the dirt ball gets away. Heads over towards Mendez. Two balls and no strikes with two down here in the second inning. There's the pitch. Misses high for ball three. Had a great time down at Northern Kentucky, even though we lost. It was nice. It was like this, only it wasn't as windy as it is today, but it was really nice. Here's a pitch. In there for a called strike one. The only bad part of the entire trip was coming home. They told me to. Here's a pitch. Inside, ball four. Dobie is on with a walk, and that'll bring up David Mendez, who also walked and scored the second run of the game for the Flyers. He's coming home, and they said, yeah, take 275 around because you're going to run into traffic down in Cincinnati, and it is not – it's a mess down there. So I said, okay, fine. So I went around, and sure enough, I get to 75, and boom, right there's a traffic jam. Get up a little further, get up to Franklin exit, and boom, another traffic jam. Here's a pitch. In there for called strike one. I don't know what time the guys got home. I don't know if they went through town or not. Going through town, you go through, go past the Great American Ballpark, you go past Paycor Stadium, and here's the pitch. And the dirt, 1-1 the count. Got to see a good friend of ours down there as he's the coach for one of the coaches for Northern Kentucky, Steve Deniman. One ball, one strike to count. Two down here in the second inning. Slow down. Down low, two balls and a strike. Steve was the head coach for many years just down the street at Sinclair. Here's the pitch. Runner goes, swing and a miss. Foul tip at the plate. Thought it was a miss, but the runner was going. And Dobie. But he'll have to return back to first base. So Krause on the mound. gets a sign, looks over at first base. The left-hander delivers. Ground ball into the dugout. Coach King hustling over to get the ball, picks it up and fires. He's not going to fire anywhere. He's going to put it in his pocket. Two balls, two strikes, two out. I like the kid to coach this a little bit, you know. Here's a stretch by Krause. Looks over at first base, and he fires. Runner goes, swinging another foul ball, this time down into the Bowling Green dugout. You know, it was, I don't know how true this is, but I think it is. When the Cleveland Browns were formed by Paul Brown, they saw the Bowling Green football jerseys and they designed their jerseys after them, after Bowling Green. There's a stretch in the 2-2 pitch. Runner goes, here's a fly ball, well hit out towards right, or no, it's going to be caught by the left fielder in Tackett's. And that's going to, I thought it was hit pretty well, but it wasn't. So, they get no runs on no hits. There was an error, or no errors, and a runner left, and at the end of two complete, it's the Flyers 6 and the Falcons nothing back after this timeout. This is the Gem City Sports Network.
Lily's New Creation, located in Springfield, Ohio, is your one-stop shop for full-service remodeling, residential and commercial cleaning, and full-service carpet cleaning. Serving the Miami Valley for over 18 years, you can call for an appointment at 937-925-5834. Once again, that's 937-925-5834. That's Lily's New Creation. Lily's New Creation, located in Springfield, Ohio, is your one-stop shop for full-service remodeling, residential and commercial cleaning, and full-service carpet cleaning. Serving the Miami Valley for over 18 years, you can call for an appointment at 937-925-5834. Once again, that's 937-925-5834. That's Lily's New Creation.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley.
Now heading to the plate, Brady Birchmeyer. Here's a pitch. Birchmeyer. Heading to the plate for the Falcons. 7-8-9 due up here in this third inning for the Falcons. Newell delivers and therefore called strike two. Birchmeyer on the year is batting 171 with a home run and four runs batted in. Here's the windup and the pitch. That thing was about 50 feet by Newell. There's a windup and a 1-2 pitch. They never called strike three. As Marty would say, good morning, good afternoon, good night. Gonna bring up Alex Laird. Laird is 0-for-3 on the air, does not have a batting average. Has played very sparingly here for the Falcons this year. Here's Pitt squared around the bunt, fouled. No balls and a strike. No balls, one strike. One out here in the third inning. Newell delivers inside for a ball. One ball, one strike. No runs, a hit, and no errors for the Falcons. Six runs, three hits, no errors for the Flyers. Here's the pitch. Fly ball hit out towards right. Tomaney, or right fielder over and has it. And that would be Michael Adair. Then I bring up Garrett Wright, the catcher. Wright batting 150 with no home runs and two runs batted in. Today's the kind of day you really like it. Wearing shirt sleeves and shorts. Here's the pitch. Just misses for a ball, one ball, no strikes. Here's the pitch. Just misses outside for ball two. It's funny, yesterday there was a dog sitting right behind home plate. And I mean, that dog was ready for anything that came at him. Pitch outside, ball three. I think that dog got it one hell of a night, a good night's sleep last night. He was all over the place. Bouncing around, you know. Here's a windup and a pitch by Newell. In there for called strike one, a fastball. Three balls, one strike, two down. Pitching a ground ball down the third base side and into the Bowling Green bullpen. Three balls, two strikes, two out. Newell trying to go through the order. It's just giving up one hit. Here's pitching a ground ball to Dobie at third. Fires over to Yaman. Three up, three down for the Falcons. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. And at the end of two and a half, it's the Flyers six. And the Falcons nothing back after this.
Profiler, Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler, Inc.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network.
Six nothing is our score as we move to the bottom half of the third inning here at Warner Field at AES Ohio Stadium. Other games in the A-10, Richmond leads Lafayette 5-4 in the seventh inning. George Mason leads University of Maryland Eastern Shore 11-2 in the top of the fifth, and Wagner and Fordham no score in the top of the third. That were the only other game. Other two games were canceled. One was Rhode Island at UMass Lowell, and Holy Cross at UMass was postponed. Yeah, that George Mason Maryland Eastern Shore game. I got a good friend of mine is an associate AD over there. And Nick Novi, he was the SID over here at Central State for many years, and also Tara Owen. Owens is the AD. She was the AD here at Central State. So I'll say hi to them. It'll be Yaman, Adair, and Cazorla leading it off here in the, will be up here in the fourth inning or third inning. On the mound is Calvin Mitchell. Mitchell is 1-2 on the year. He's making his fifth appearance. He's started three games. Pitched nine in the third innings, giving up 14 hits, 14 runs, 12 of them earned. Walked six, struck out eight. He's given up four doubles, got an 11.57 ERA. So a lot of high ERAs here. There's a pitch and a fly ball hit out to right and over the head of the right fielder and over the fence for a ground rule double. That bounced over the short fence over there. So Yaman on with a double. That is Eddie's second double of the year. So he's standing at second base with Michael Adair coming to the plate. He walked his first time up, scored a run. There's a stretch. There's a pitch. And there for a called strike. I want to give a shout out to a guy that is really working hard today, and that is the bat boy, Simon Prather. He does a great job. He's there almost every game that he can be. The ball's in a strike. Here's the pitch in the dirt. Oh, nice job by Wright stopping it. Mitchell getting a sign. And he delivers outside for a ball. Calvin Mitchell is a sophomore from 6'2", 185 for Brecksville. As a matter of fact, he went to Wright State for a while. Transferred over. Mitchell sets and delivers. Line drive out towards left and just foul. Count goes to two balls and two strikes. Nobody out. Yaman standing at second base. He opened up the inning with a ground rule double to right center field or to right field. I mean. Mitchell sets. Looks back at second base. And fires. Fly ball well hit out towards right. Going back to right fielder. Going back. And on the track grabs it. Yaman will go to third on the sack. That'll bring up Alejandro Cazorla. Alejandro walked and scored on the Grand Slam home run by Ryan McDougal. Cazorla stepping to the plate with one out and a runner at third base in Eddie Yaman. McDougal on deck. One down here in the third inning. Here's the pitch. Low for ball. One ball, no strikes. Glad you can join us here on this Wednesday afternoon from Warner Field at AES Ohio Stadium. Here's the pitch. Just misses inside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Outfield straight away for Cazorla. There's a pitch. And if we're called strike one, one ball, one strike. One down here in the. There's a ground ball third base side, and nobody down there watching in the back of the catcher. No spotter. They got to get somebody down there. That should be a requirement no matter what. He's pitching a foul tip at the plate. Two balls and two strikes. One down. They got some people standing down by the third on the at the third base or in the bullpen fence area. They can tell him to look out, but if it's a screamer, he has no time to react. Here's the pitch. And the dirt for a ball gets away from the catcher. Yaman staying put. Three balls and two strikes to count. And I'm surprised the umpires have not said anything to the Bowling Green bench. There's a stretch in the pitch by Mitchell. Fires in the foul ball back out of play over our head. Count stays 3-2. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 1 down here in the bottom of the third inning. 6-0 is our score. Dayton scoring 6 times in the first inning. Here's the pitch. Foul, another foul back. This time it ricochets all the way out to Coach King out at third base. Count stays 3 balls, 2 strikes. Scored 6 runs on 3 hits in that first inning. Capped off by a grand slam home run by the on-deck hitter and Ryan McDougal. Here's the pitch. Fly ball. Pop up out towards center field. Center fielder calling for it. Has it. And here comes Yaman in to score. And it's now 7-0. So Cazorla gets a sack fly. And it's now 7-0. And that'll bring up Ryan McDougal, who planted one over the right field wall. So McDougal has 4 RBIs. And now 16 on the year for the freshman. There's a pitch. And there for a called strike. That's the catching for, that's our catcher for the foreseeable future right there. After Watson gets back, he'll probably go DH. Pitch is high for ball one. 1 ball, 1 strike, 2 down. Seven runs, 4 hits, no errors for the Flyers. Here's the windup and the pitch. And another foul back. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Two down. Here's a 1-2 pitch. Another foul back into the screen. Count stays 1-2. This kid started off hot. There's a pitch. Up high for ball two. 2 balls and 2 strikes. The freshman from Taunton, Massachusetts, making a name for himself. And Watson, here's the pitch. Here's foul back. Nolan Watson seems to think that this kid's not going to stay for 4 years. He thinks he's going to get drafted. Big kid, too. Here's a 2-2 pitch. Outside for ball three, 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, the count. 2 down here in the third inning. There's the windup and a pitch by Mitchell. And a line drive, base hit out towards center right field. Another hit for the freshman. And that puts him at first base with 2 down. That'll bring up Paxton Tilmaney, who struck out, ending the third inning. So, yeah, that's a motorcycle heading down the street on Edwin C. Moses. Pitches down low for a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. You hear it all out here, sitting on the porch. That is not the crowd noise. That is the traffic on I-75 that you hear a lot of. Ball and no strikes. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss by Tomani. Ivan Arias on deck. Tomani, a left-hander, standing back in. As Mitchell sets and delivers the 1-1 pitch. in there for called strike at the letters. 1-2. Ball and two strikes, two out here in the bottom of the third inning, one run in. Pop up back out of play. One and two the count, two down here in the third inning. Glad you can join us on this gorgeous Wednesday afternoon. Flyers getting set to go to Eastern Illinois tomorrow. Here's pitch and a foul back. They'll be there for three. And head out to Eastern Kentucky next Wednesday, I believe. I think you'll be able to see Friday's game on ESPN+. Plus. Here's the pitch. Fly ball down the left field side. That's going to curve foul. A ball and two strikes, two out here in the third inning. Tomani standing back in. Now Mitchell delivers. Called strike three as Tomani turned his back. So he's been caught looking. Strike out twice. So the Flyers get a run on two hits. No errors and a runner left on at the end of three complete. It's the Flyers 7 and the Bowling Green Falcons nothing. Back after this timeout, you're listening to Flyer Baseball on the Gem City Sports Network.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time drag week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
Lily's New Creation, located in Springfield, Ohio, is your one-stop shop for full-service remodeling, residential and commercial cleaning, and full-service carpet cleaning. Serving the Miami Valley for over 18 years, you can call for an appointment at 937-925-5834. Once again, that's 937-925-5834. That's Lily's New Creation.
To the fourth inning we go. Will Newell back on the mound for his fourth inning of work. He's pitched three innings, given up a hit, struck out three. He's only thrown 33 pitches. So he'll face the top of the order, Nathan Archer, Caden Parker, and Tyler Ross. Archer was the only one that has reached base for the Falcons today. He led off the inning with a one-pitch, his first pitch single to right. Takes the first pitch for a ball, one ball, no strikes. Newell delivers. And a pop-up sky high heading out towards shortstop. And dropping it is Castillo. So that was going to be an error. That was a high fly. That was a high. With the way the sky is right now, I don't. They're going to give him an error on that. I would say so. He's six. So Caden Parker will step in. Parker struck out looking his first time up. So the second time Archer's been on today, here's the pitch. He may have lost it in the sun, too, because the sun is right at that angle. There's a stretch by Newell. Throws back to second. Archer gets back safely. No balls, one strike. Nobody out here in the top half of the fourth inning. 7-0 Flyers. Check swing. He goes around. 0-2 the count. Nobody warming up in the bullpens. Although, Bowling Green's had somebody up. There's a stretch and a pitch. Moore delivers a check swing. Did he go around? No, he did not. The base umpire says no. John Mileski. So the all sets and will deliver the next pitch. Here's the 1-2. Called strike three. Got the outside corner of the plate. Second time he's got Parker looking, and that'll bring up Tyler Ross, who grounded out to second his first time up. Good crowd on hand here on this Wednesday afternoon. Ross grounded to his counterpart Arias over at second base his first time up. Throws over to third. They got him dead to right. They got Archer trying to steal. Goes 1-5 on the put out. So two down, bases are empty now. And they have yet to pitch to Ross. Here's a pitch. Low and outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes count to Tyler Ross. Newell rocks and fires the 1-0. Just a little bit outside for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Starting tomorrow, the UD Arena is going to have the girls' high school basketball Final Four. It's in there for a called strike. Two and one to count. Some members of the University of Dayton softball team. Here's a line drive out towards right field. That's going to get down for a base hit for Ross. Second hit of the game for the Falcons. And that'll bring up Leighton Banjoff, who grounded out to Dobie at third. Banjoff, a right-hand hitter, playing third base. There's a stretch by Newell, and he fires. Breaking pitch over for a called strike one. No balls in the strike. I don't know how this sounds to you folks, but I've got a different computer. There's a fly ball, well hit out towards left, but that's going to curve foul. And log on to our Facebook page, GemCitySports.com. Let us know how it sounds. I have no idea. I'll find out when I get home. No balls and two strikes, two out here in the top of the fourth. Here's a pitch and a fly ball, well hit out towards right, going over. Is the outfielder Adair has it. That's going to do it for the Flyers, or for the Falcons here in the fourth inning. They get no runs. On a hit, there was an error. Nobody left, and at the end of, I take that back, there was one left. At the end of three and a half, it's the Flyers 7 and the Falcons nothing back after this.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free.
We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley.
Seven runs, five hits, and an error for the Flyers. No runs, two hits, no errors for the Falcons. And leading it off here in the bottom of the fourth inning will be the top of the order in Ivan Arias, followed by Carlos Castillo and Mason Dobie. So Mitchell back out there on the mound for the Flyers. Or for the Falcons, I'm sorry, Falcons. Arias will stand in. He is 1-for-2 on the day. He's singled and grounded back to the pitcher. Here's a pitch. Misses outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. There's a wind up in the pitch. That might be a new pitcher out there. Here's the pitch. Here's the ground ball to the shortstop. Pass the shortstop into left field for a base hit for Arias. His second hit of the game. New pitcher on the mound, and it is Brock Amelung.
Carlos Castillo
will stand in. Amelung making his first appearance for the Falcons. Throws over the first. Brock Amelung, a freshman from Powell, Ohio, went to Liberty High School in Overton. Here's a fly ball, well hit. Going back to right fielder, it is out of here. Carlos Castillo jacks one out, a two-run dinger. That makes it now 9-0, Flyers. For Castillo, that's his third home run and 15th RBI of the year. That'll bring up Mason Dobie with nobody out. Dobie has walked and fly to right. So Dobie will stand in, batting left-handed, the wind blowing out. As a matter of fact, the flag is limp right now. The next pitch fell. Goes about 57 feet. One ball and no strikes to count to Mason. Want to know the count. And here's the windup and the pitch. And if a called strike, 1-1 the count. Our next broadcast of Flyer Baseball will be on the 24th. Here's the pitch and if a called strike. I believe it's 24th. Be the 23rd, Saturday the 23rd. Here's a ground ball to the third baseman, picking it up as Banjoff over to first. One down. They'll bring up Mendez, David Mendez. He is 0-for-1 with a walk and a run scored. Plus a fly to left.
David Mendez.
Well, the game's for you over at Butler. Four games set over there, two doubleheaders on the 23rd and 24th of March. March, I should say. And following that, three-game series here at AES Ohio Stadium with Fordham. First pitch is a breaking pitch over for a called strike to Mendez. On deck, Eddie Yaman. Here's the pitch. Line drive, base hit out to left field. Flyers have now 8 hits. Gotta bring up Eddie Yaman, the fourth. Eddie has doubled and was hit by a pitch. Scored twice. 9-0 is our score. Flyers have scored 6 runs in the first, 1 in the third, 2 here in the fourth. They batted around in the first inning. There's a stretch and a look over at first base. Here's the pitch. High and inside for a ball. And he got hit. Don't like to see that getting too high to the head. So that's the second time he's been hit today. And that'll bring up Michael Adair. Adair's walked in a run. And he's also had a sac fly. They got Yaman over to third. And so Amalung's day is over with, and we're going to take a break. Be back with the new pitching stats right after this. You're listening to Flyer Baseball on the Gem City Sports Network.
Profiler, Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler, Inc.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
Logan Bell is the new pitcher for the Falcons. Bell making his fifth appearance. He's pitched 4 1/3 innings, given up 7 hits, 7 runs, 5 earned. Walked 3, struck out 6. He's got a 10.38 ERA, and opponents are batting .412 against him. But like I said, it's early in the season, so everything's going to be inflated a little bit. So, Bell is a senior from Lisbon, Ohio, and he went to Akron, transferred over from the Zips. BG will be on the road over the weekend. They'll be at Ball State over in Muncie. The Flyers will be at Eastern Illinois. Then a midweek trip to Richmond, to Eastern Kentucky. And then a 4-game set over in Indianapolis against Butler. So here we go, and heading to the plate will be Michael Adair. So one down with the runners at first and second. We've got Yaman at first, Mendez at second. Two runs in here in this fourth inning on a two-run homer by Carlos Castillo. Here's the pitch. Up high, ball gets away. Runners are going to move up on the wild pitch. Ball and no strikes with one down here in the fourth inning. 9-0 Flyers. They find a way to get that big inning. Here's a stretch by Bell. And the pitch. Foul back. One ball, one strike. Glad you can join us on this Wednesday afternoon from Dayton's Warner Field at AES Ohio Stadium. Here's the pitch. And a fly ball well hit out towards right center field. Going back, it is off the wall. Here comes one run in to score. And they're going to hold. They're going to hold Yaman at third. Adair's going to be in at second with a double. That makes it now 10-0. I don't know if a run rule is in effect today or not. That is up to the head coaches, too, if they want the run rule to be in effect. That'll bring up Alejandro Cazorla. He has walked, scored a run, and knocked in a run on a sac fly out to center field in the third inning. So three runs in here in this third inning, or fourth inning. Bell sets and delivers, and a ground ball fouled into the Bowling Green dugout, or bullpen, I should say. Sometimes it gets windy, sometimes it does not. Oh, and one to count. One out here in the fourth inning. Here's the pitch. In the dirt. Nice save by the catcher, Wright. Yaman at third. Adair at second base. One out here in the fifth, or the fourth. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Ball and two strikes to count to Alejandro Cazorla. He's playing center field today for David Padano. Here's a 1-2 pitch in the dirt. Nice block by Wright. 10 runs, 9 hits, and an error for the Flyers. Oh, no runs, 2 hits, no errors for the Falcons. Nobody warming up in the Dayton bullpen, so here's a fly ball well hit out towards center field. Center fielder Archer underneath it has it, and here comes Yaman in to score. Going to third is Adair. That makes it now 11-0. So another sack fly. For Cazorla. So here comes Ryan McDougal, who is 2-for-2. Hit a grand slam home run in the first inning and hit a base hit to right field his last time up. So 2-for-2 for the young man from Taunton, Massachusetts. Pitch is inside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Two and zero the count. Two out here in the bottom of the fourth inning. 11-0 is our score. Swing and a miss by McDougal. That's one of those ones where the ball was low and he just took a swing at it, hoping to hit it. There's a stretch by Bell and he delivers. Low and outside for a ball. 3-1. Three balls, one strike, the count to Ryan McDougal from Taunton, Massachusetts. The freshman standing in. Now Bell sets and delivers. Called strike two. Three balls and two strikes to count. Here's a stretch and a payoff pitch. Inside, ball four. So McDougal is on for the third time today, and Paxton Tomaney will come in. He's bad. He is 0 for 2, struck out twice. So they batted around again, this time in the fifth inning, or the fourth inning. So Tomaney will stand in with two down here in the ninth inning, or the fourth inning. Short night last night, folks. Here's the pitch. Down low for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Wind now blowing out towards left. Tomaney, a left-hand hitter. Here's the pitch. Line drive out towards right and just foul. Talk about a game of inches. It wasn't that far off. Maybe a foot or two. One ball and a strike to Paxton Tomaney, the third base, or the right fielder. I mean, I should say DH. Here's the 1-1 pitch. And therefore called strike two. Ball and two strikes to count. Four runs in here in this fourth inning. They got six in the first, one in the third, four here in the fourth. 11-0 is our score. Here's the pitch. Called strike three. Tomaney out on strikes for the third time. That's going to do it for the Flyers here in the fourth. They get four runs on one, two, three. On three hits, there were no errors and two runners left on. And at the end of four complete, it's the Flyers 11 and the Bowling Green Falcons, nothing. Back after this.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
Will Newell will head out for his fifth inning of work. Doing a great job, and I know Coach King has to be happy with that. So he's only given up two hits all day. So here we go as we move to the top of the fifth inning. It will be Tackett, Gannon, and Birchmeyer for the Falcons here in this fifth inning. Newell has pitched four innings, given up two hits. He's not walked anybody. He's given up or struck out four. He's only pitched 46 pitches, so he's well within the range here. He could possibly go the entire way. Here's the pitch. Up high for ball one. No, one ball and no strikes. One and oh the count. Newell rocks and fires. This is low down at below the knees. Two balls and no strikes. The only thing that would knock him out right now is fatigue. Pitching a masterful game. Here's the pitch. And if we're called strike at the letters, one ball and or two balls and a strike. Newell gets a sign from McDougal. Now he winds and delivers the 2-1. Inside for ball three. Three balls and a strike. 11 runs, 9 hits and an error for the Flyers. No runs, 2 hits, no errors for the Falcons. Here's a pitch. Ball 4. Just the first walk issued by Newell, and that'll bring up Gavin Ganon. Struck out his first time out. Nobody out with runner at first base. Here's a stretch and a pitch. Called strike 1 right down the middle of the plate. Action down in the Bowling Green bullpen as they throw over to first. Duel sets, looks over at first, fires the 0-1. Just misses high for a ball. Duel looks over at first base. And delivers the 1-1. This is outside for ball 2. 2 balls and a strike. There's a stretch and a 2-1 pitch. And if I call it strike 2, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Give a shout out to a good friend of ours listening in right now. He's the broadcaster for BrookvilleSports.com, Bill Idle. Be covering the state girls title, or state girls. Here's a fly ball out of play. Into the pine trees down to the right side. Be covering the state games for us here on Gem City Sports Network. Thanks for tuning in, William. Here's the pitch. Fly ball, well hit out towards left. Going over is Mendez, and he got it! What a catch by Mendez out in left field. He dove for that ball as the wind was taking it away from him. We've seen some dandy plays the last couple of days. Boys' Day tournament is the following week. I tell you what, if you just want to see some good basketball, you're going to see it the next 3 weeks here. You got the girls' state titles. The boys' state title pitches in there for a called strike. Then on top of that, you got the first 4. That building's going to be very busy for the next 2 weeks. Or next couple of weeks, I should say, 2 or 3. Here's the 0-1 pitch by, here's a ground ball right to the third baseman. Over to second for 1, and they got him. So Dobie over to Arias. Fielder's choice for Birchmeyer, and that'll bring up Alex Laird. Flight out to right. His first time up. 2 down here in the top half of inning number 5. Supposed to have a little rain the next couple of days, but it's not going to be too bad. I mean, weather, temperature-wise, the 50s up near 60. Here's pitch. This is outside for a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. Flyers having a great game, and they will play Bowling Green a little bit later on in the year up there at BG. Swing and a hefty cut by Laird. A They will travel up to Bowling Green on April 24th. Between trips, between home games between Davidson and Eastern Kentucky. That Eastern Kentucky game will be down at Dayer Ballpark. Pitches high for ball two. Two balls and a strike. It's always a great time down there at Dayer Ballpark, whether it's for the Dragons or Flyers or even Wright State if they play down there. It's a great atmosphere. That place, can't believe it's 24 years old. It doesn't look a day over one. Two balls and a strike, two down. Here's the pitch. There's a fly ball heading out towards right. Coming in and getting it is the right fielder in Adair. And that's going to do it for the Falcons here in inning number five. They get no runs on no hits, no errors, a runner left. At the end of five and a half, or four and a half, it's the Flyers 11 and the Bowling Green Falcons nothing. Back after this timeout, you're listening to the Dayton Flyers on the Gem City Sports Network.
Everybody buckle up. Buckle up. Let's go. Buckle up. Move the story. Everybody buckle up.
Our anchor's on the car, but you can control. So line up when you hear the clock that says they're buckled in. Never give up until they buckle up. Line up at safecar.gov/kidsbuckleup. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Everybody buckle up. Bum, 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 bum. Buckle up. Let's go. Buckle up. Move the story. Everybody buckle up.
Our anchor's on in the car, but you can control. So line up when you hear the clock that says they're buckled in. Never give up until they buckle up. Line up at safecar.gov/kidsbuckleup. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
New pitcher on the mound for the Bowling Green. It is Owen Poole. Poole making his fourth appearance. He has pitched three in the third innings, given up three hits and no runs. He's walked three and struck out three. No record on the year. So pitcher number six for the So Owen Poole will step to the plate, or step to the mound, and he'll face the top of the order in Ivan Arias, followed by Carlos Castillo and Mason Dobie. We play here in the fifth. Flyers batted around in the fourth inning, scoring four times. Second time today they have batted around. Here's the pitch, and therefore call strike one. Arias is two for three, singled twice, scored a run, and bounced back to the pitcher. 0-1 to count to Ivan. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Pitches outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Great afternoon for baseball here in Dayton. Wind blowing out towards left center field now. Here's the pitch. This is in there for a called strike. One ball, one strike, or one ball and two strikes. The count to Ivan Arias. Carlos Castillo, the shortstop on deck. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. The one up, one down as Carlos Castillo will come to the plate. He hit a two-run homer last time up out towards left field. He has reached on the fielder's choice, struck out, and homered. So one for three on the day. Poole rocks and fires. Misses for a ball, one ball, no strikes. Owen Poole is a freshman from a 6'2", 230-pound freshman from Newark, Ohio. Went to Newark High School. Pitches outside for a ball. 2-1. Make it 1-1. Here's the windup and the pitch. Outside ball two. Two balls and a strike. To Carlos Castillo, the shortstop. Make it 3-0. Scoreboard was wrong. 3-0 the count. Poole delivers. In there for a called strike one. 3-1 the count. 11 runs, 9 hits and an error for the Flyers. No runs, 3 hits and no errors for the Bowling Green State Falcons. Here's the pitch. Outside ball four. So Castillo walks for the first time today, and that'll bring up Mason Dobie. Dobie 0 for 2. He is fly to right, walked, and grounded out to third.
Mason Dobie.
Dobie will stand in, batting left-handed. Poole looking over at first base. Arias getting a short lead over there. Here's the pitch. And that breaking pitch over for a called strike one. Arias is a threat to go. He is 3-for-4 in stolen bases this year. Here's the pitch. Just misses outside for a ball. One ball, one strike to Mason Dobie. Poole sets, checks the runner over first. Arias getting a little bit bigger lead. And he ball inside. Arias goes. No, he was hit. So no stolen base for Arias as Dobie was hit by a pitch. That'll bring up David Mendez. Mendez singled his last time up, scored a run. He is 1-for-2. We have a second baseman running in for the trainer. That is Ross. Well, he had to get some sunglasses, look like. So here we go, everybody back to their respective bases. Lafayette defeated Richmond 7-6 at Richmond. George Mason leads Maryland Eastern Shore 15-5 in the seventh. Wagner and Fordham one apiece. Here's the pitch. Fly ball back out of play over our heads to our right. Here's a stretch by Poole and delivers the 0-1 pitch. Almost hit him inside. On deck, Eddie Yaman. Here's a stretch by Poole. He checks the runners at second and first. There's a ground ball to right field. That's going to get Castillo. He's going to come around to score. And staying at second base will be Mason Dobie. So David Mendez gets an RBI single out to right field, and that makes it now 12 to nothing. I checked with Sports Information Director Cotter Ludlow, and this is not a run rule game. Eddie Yaman will stand in. Eddie's been hit by a pitch twice and doubled to right field. He scored three times. He likes the number three. That's his favorite number. Here's the pitch by Poole. Outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Flyers have scored in every inning but the second. So Yaman stepping to the plate. One ball, no strikes, the count to him. There's the windup and the pitch by Poole. Foul back. Thought he went from the windup. Maybe he didn't. Looked like he did. 12-0 is our score here in the bottom of the fifth inning. There's a stretch by Poole. And he fires. Called strike on the outside corner. One ball and two strikes. One down here in the bottom half of fifth inning. There's a stretch. And the pitch. Ground ball foul. Count stays one ball, two strikes. Just one out in the fifth. Game is an hour and 50 minutes old. We're only in the fifth inning. Thank goodness we got extra daylight this time. So, here's the 1-2 pitch by Poole. Grounded right back to him. He's going to pick it up, flip it over to first. Runners are going to move up. So Yaman out 1-3, and that'll bring up Michael Adair. Adair doubled his last time up. He is 1-2. Michael Adair will stand in, batting left-handed. He also has an RBI. Walked with the bases loaded in the first. There's a stretch by Poole. He looks over the runners. Foul back into the screen. No balls and a strike. One ball, two no balls and one strike. The count to Adair. Here's the 0-1 pitch down low and in the dirt below the knees. One ball, one strike. Twelve nothing is our score. 12 runs, 10 hits, and an error for the Flyers. No runs, 3 hits, no errors for the Falcons. Here's the pitch. High and outside for a ball. Two balls and a strike. It's supposed to be 72 degrees today, and they were right. 72 degrees right now. Pitches outside for ball three. 3-1. Three and one to count. To Michael Adair. Here's the pitch. And therefore called strike at the letters. Three balls and two strikes with two out. You have Dobie at third, Mendez at second. Run in here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Poole sets and delivers the 3-2 pitch. Called strike three on the inside portion of the plate. That's going to do it for the That's going to do it for the Flyers here in the fifth inning. They do get a run, though, on one hit, no errors, two runners left, and at the end of five complete here at AES Ohio Stadium, Warner Field, it's the Flyers 12 and the Bowling Green Falcons nothing. Back after this.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time drag week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
12 runs, 10 hits, and an error for the Flyers. No runs, 3 hits, and no errors for the Falcons. And Will Newell back out for inning number 6. He's only pitched 63 pitches. He's pitched 5 innings, given up just 3 hits now. Walked 1, struck out 4. And he will face Garrett Wright, Nathan Archer, and Caden Parker. Pitch hits him in the arm. So Archer goes to first base, and that'll bring up Caden Parker. Parker struck out twice. Archer, the center fielder, stepping in with runner at first base. You know, right? They do have just 2 hits. First pitch is a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. Foul ball. Back out of play. Now they've only got 2 hits. Scoreboard has 3. There's a pitch by Newell. Pitch is high and outside for ball 2. 2 balls and a strike. Action down in the Dayton bullpen. Can't see the number. Newell sets and delivers the 2-1 pitch. This is high and inside for ball 3, 3-1. Three balls, 1 strike to Caden Parker. Tyler Ross on deck. This pitch foul back into the screen, 3-2. Three balls and 2 strikes to count. Archer getting a good lead over there at first, being held on by Yaman. There's the pitch. Ground ball 2 past Yaman into center or to right field. As going to third will be Archer. As they threw to third, and they almost got him. So base hit, that is hit number 3 for the Falcons, from what I can see. That'll bring up Tyler Ross. He is 1-for-2 on the day. He singled in the fourth and is grounded out. Nope, we got a new hitter. Jack Krause. Krause will hit for Tyler Ross. And here comes Coach King out, and that might be it for Newell. Jack Krause is batting 270 with a home run, three runs batted in. And he has already made the decision. He is going to take out Newell after that base hit. So he's going to, like he normally does, he's going to wait for the umpire to come out and say, hey, let's break it up. Come on. So Newell's going to sit down, and his great hand, great outing for Newell. And we'll be back with a new pitcher right after this. This is the Gem City Sports Network.
Lily's New Creation, located in Springfield, Ohio, is your one-stop shop for full-service remodeling, residential and commercial cleaning, and full-service carpet cleaning. Serving the Miami Valley for over 18 years, you can call for an appointment at 937-925-5834. Once again, that's 937-925-5834. That's Lily's New Creation. Lily's New Creation, located in Springfield, Ohio, is your one-stop shop for full-service remodeling, residential and commercial cleaning, and full-service carpet cleaning. Serving the Miami Valley for over 18 years, you can call for an appointment at 937-925-5834. Once again, that's 937-925-5834. That's Lily's New Creation.
Ryan Packard is on the mound now for the Flyers. Ryan making his fourth appearance. He started one game. He's pitched four in the third innings, given up five hits, three runs, all earned. Walked two, struck out six, and has a 6.23 ERA. Oh, no. Packard is a senior from... Thank you. Winnetta, New York. Went to Herkimer College before coming here. Ryan is 6'3", 220. So he will face Jack Krause. Runners at first and third with nobody out here in the top of the sixth inning. 12-0 is our score. Newell has yet to give up a earned run, but he's got two on the pond right now. So it's up to Packard to hold him. Here's the pitch. Ground ball just inside the bag at third. Down the line. Here comes one run in to score. And stopping at third base will be Parker. And Krause has a double down the left field line. That was just inside the bag at third base. So Krause gets a run, an RBI. Now 12-1. So the first run given up by Newell. He's got another one on the base path in Parker, as Leighton Banjoff will stand to the plate. He is 0 for 2. It's grounded out and fly to right. One ball, no strikes to count to Banjoff. Nobody out here in the top half of the sixth inning. A run in. Here's the pitch. Up high for ball two. Two balls, no strikes. There is action down in the Bowling Green bullpen. Here's the pitch. Pop up, back out of play. 2-1 to count. Runners at second and third with nobody out here in the top of the sixth inning. Here's the pitch. And that hits him in the middle of the back. We've seen a lot of hit batters this year so far. So bases loaded with nobody out. And that'll bring up T.J. Tackett. Tackett is 0-for-1 with a walk. He's thrown out Doby to Arias. Tackett will stand in. Here's the pitch. And they're for called strike one. There's action down in the Dayton bullpen now. Packard sets and fires. Fly ball heading out towards right. Coming in is the right fielder there. He's got it, and here comes the run home, but it nice throw by Adair. He would have been dead to right at home. So one down, and that'll bring up Gavin Ganoon. Ganoon on the day is 0-for-2. He's struck out and fly to left. Tackett is up now. Go back to second. So who is hitting him? Oh, okay. I see what happened. So Gavin Wright did score the run. I was way off here. Parker hit the double. And Krause was hit by a pitch. Yeah, foul ball down to first base side. One ball, one strike. So Tackett will stand in. One ball, one strike to count. Tackett is 0-for-1. Here's a stretch and a 1-1 pitch. And if we're called strike two, one ball and two strikes. Bases loaded. Archer at first, Parker at second, and Krause at first. Just misses for a ball, two balls and a strike. So here's a stretch by Packard, and it delivers. Just misses outside for ball two, or ball three. Bases loaded. You got Archer at third, Parker at second, Krause at first. Packard trying to get out of this inning. Ground up, ground ball will get two. Here's the pitch, high and outside, ball four, and Packard walks in a run. So Tackett gets an RBI on the walk. And that will bring up Gavin Ganoon. Ganoon is 0-for-2. He struck out and flied to right. No, I take that back. It is not going to end. That will be Landon Roque. Rock. Let's see here how he pronounces his name. Landon Roque. I'm sorry. Landon Roque. Stepping in. Pitches high for a ball. One ball and no strikes. And here comes Tommy Winterstein out to talk to his pitcher. So Roque batting for the first time this year. Roque is a senior from Dickinson, Texas. Went to Lamar University, transferred here. 1 ball, no strikes, 1 out to count to Roque. He'll be now the DH. Pitches outside for a ball. 1 ball or 2 balls and no strikes. Packard trying to get out of this inning. Has a 2-0 count. Here's the pitch. In there for a called strike one. Like to get it a ground ball. Double play. So Packard sets. He'll check the runners at the bases and delivers. Ground ball foul. Here's the stretch. Ball three. 3 balls and 2 strikes a count. Bases loaded. One down. Packard looking for a ground ball. Here's a pitch and a ground ball right to Castillo. He's going to step on second over to first. Throws it away. Here come 2 runs in. Parker scores. Kraus scores. And going to second is Roque. So Tackett is out 6-4. And there's an error on the second baseman, Ivan Arias. So that makes it now 12-4. With Birchmeier standing in. He's 0-2. Struck out looking and reached on the fielder's choice. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Outside ball gets away from McDougal, but Roque not going anywhere. So down in the bullpen, looks like it is number 32 for the Flyers, as Jason King is going to come out. So here come new pitcher in for the Flyers. And that will be Aiden Tran. And we'll have his story right after this. This is the Gem City Sports Network.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley.
Profiler, Inc., your local source for custom graphics including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler, Inc.
Aiden Tran is the new pitcher for the Flyers. Tran, a 6 foot, 180 pound freshman from St. John's, Florida. He is the third pitcher used. He is making his fifth appearance. He started two games. One of them was Sunday here. Pitched 8 1/3 innings, giving up 11 hits, 8 runs, all earned, walked 9, struck out 14, has a 8.64 ERA. So the Falcons have scored 4 times here in this 4th inning, or 6th inning. They have a runner at first base and second base in Roki. And Birchmeyer will be the 8th man to hit in this inning. So Roki getting a good lead out there at second base. Nobody watching him. Here's the pitch. Did he go? Yes, he did. The umpire at first base said, yes, sir. That's John Mileski out at first base. 2 balls and a strike, the count. Here's the pitch. Just misses outside for a ball. Runner goes in there for a called strike as stealing third is Roki. Here's the pitch. Ground ball foul. So Packer goes 2/3 of an inning, gives up 1 hit, 2 runs, and he's responsible for the runner out at second or third base now. Given up 2 runs, 1 earned. He's walked 1 and threw 9 pitches. Here's the pitch. And the fly ball will hit out towards left and foul. This goes into the football practice field. The count goes to 3 balls, 2 strikes. Tran sets and delivers the 3-2 pitch. Check swing. Did he go? No, he did not. So Tran walks Birchmeyer. And that'll bring up Alex Laird, who's fly to Adair out in left or right field twice. Now the sun is becoming a problem out there in right field. Tran staring in at McDougal. Runners at first and third. Time called by Laird, who is the 9th man to hit in this inning. So the Falcons have batted around. Here's a swing and a miss. Strike 1. So Flyers have batted around twice. The Falcons once. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Throw over to first, and they got him picked off. They got Birchmeyer picked off. He kind of slipped. And that's going to do it. But The Falcons get four runs on one. Let's see, on one hit there was an error. Runner left on, and at the end of 5.5, it's the Flyers 12 and the Falcons 4 back after this.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org. No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network.
To the bottom of the sixth inning, a new pitcher on the mound for the Falcons, and that is Isaiah Seidel. We got the music up awful loud right now. Seidel is making his fifth appearance. He has no record. Pitched 3 2/3 out of an inning, giving up 8 hits, 6 runs, all earned. Walked 2, struck out 3, and has a 14.73 ERA. Seidel delivers. In there for a called strike one. There's a stretch by Seidel, and he delivers. And a pop-up coming back this way. Catcher looking out, and got it! Nice job by the catcher, right. And there's one down. Then I bring up Ryan McDougal. McDougal on today is just, he's 2 for 2. He's hit a grand slam home run. He's singled and he's walked. So McDougal will step to the plate with one down. On deck, Omar Daniels. Ball gets away from the bullpen down to our right. McDougal standing in. Seidel will go from the stretch. Here's the pitch. Just misses outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Here's the pitch. Another pitch just misses outside. There's a stretch and the pitch. In there for called strike one, 2-1 to count. Two balls, one strike, one down here in the bottom of the sixth inning. It's pitching a fly ball, well hit out towards left, going back as a left fielder, going back. It's off the top of the wall. Home run. Second home run of the game for Brian McDougal. This kid is going to be something else. So solo home run this time. He's hit two home runs, got five RBIs. 13-4. So here comes Omar Daniels to the plate. Omar's not seen a lot of action this year. Omar stepping in from Lawrenceville, Georgia. Here's pitch. In there for a called strike one. Daniels batting 176 with no home runs and no runs batted in. He's just 3-for-17 on the year. Trying to do a little better job than that. Here's pitch in there for a called strike two. Here's the pitch. Misses high for a ball. One ball, two strikes. Daniel standing back in. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. So Daniel's out swinging. And that will bring up the top of the order in Ivan Arias. Ivan on the day is 2-for-4. He's singled twice, grounded out to the pitcher, and struck out swinging his last time up in the fifth. So another run in for the Flyers. Seidel kicks and fires. Foul to plate. Ouch, that hurt. I don't know where he got hit. Trying to dance that one off. Two down here in the sixth inning. A run in. The Flyers have scored in every inning but the second. Seidel sets and delivers the 0-1 pitch. Pop-up coming back this way.
Did you see how many listeners we have?
Pitches down low for a ball. Two balls and two strikes to count to Ivan Arias, the second baseman. One ball, two strikes to count. Seidel sets and delivers the 1-2. And that hits him. That hits him on the hand. That hurts. That'll bring up Carlos Castillo. Castillo on the day is reached on the fielder's choice, struck out swinging. Hit a two-run home run and walked. He scored three times. 13-4 is our score. Seidel sets and delivers. Ground ball, third base side, down to the left field line. That's fair. That's going to go into the corner. Here comes Arias. He's going to round third. He's going to come in. He's going to come in to score on a double by Castillo. So all he needs is a I thought he had a double in or had a single in there somewhere, but he does not. So Ivan Arias scores. That makes it now 14-4. And Castillo standing at second base with a double down the left field line. So Mason Dobie will stand to the plate. Mason's been hit by a pitch, walked, and is 0-2 on the day. David Mendez will step to the on-deck circle. Two down, two runs in, two out. Here's the pitch. Inside for a ball, one ball, no strike to Mason Dobie, the third baseman. Flyers scored six in the first inning, one in the third, four in the fourth, one in the fifth, two here in the sixth. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Just misses for a ball, one ball, and or two balls, no strikes. Action down in the Bowling Green bullpen as well as the Flyer bullpen. Seidel staring in. Now he sets, looks at back at second base, and fires. Ground ball, first base side, picking it up at the first baseman. Birchmeyer steps on the bag, and that's going to do it for the Flyers here in the sixth inning. They get two runs, though, on two hits. There were no errors, and nobody left on. At the end of six complete here at Werner Field at AES Ohio Stadium, it's the Flyers 14 and the Bowling Green Falcons 4 back after this.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
Dayton Flyer Baseball is being brought to you by Profiler Performance Products, by Lilly's New Creation, by Profiler Inc., by the USO, by a Special Wish Foundation of Dayton, Southwest Ohio, and by the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley. The Gem City Sports Network. Austin Brush standing in will be on the mound for the Flyers. Brush making his fifth appearance. He has not started any game. He's pitched three innings, given up five hits, four runs, all earned, walked two, struck out five. He's got 12.0 ERA. So we move to the seventh inning. And leading it off will be Alex Laird, the shortstop. Laird 0-2. He's the only man not to bat in that sixth inning. Brush, a 6'2 senior. First pitch is a ball, one ball, no strike. Brush is a 6'2 senior from St. Louis, Missouri. Pitches outside for ball two. Two balls, no strikes to count. Here's the pitch by Brush. And if it called strike one. Two balls, one strike. Nobody out to the leadoff hitter here in the seventh inning. There's a pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Two balls, two strikes to Laird. Garrett Wright on deck. 12-4 is our score. 14 runs, 12 hits, 2 errors for the Flyers. Here's the pitch. Fly ball heading out towards Mendez and left. He's underneath it and has it. There's one down. Gotta bring up Garrett Wright. Wright is 0-for-1. He was hit by a pitch last time. Scored the first run of the game for the Falcons in the sixth inning.
Now back to the Falcons, the catcher, Garrett Wright.
There's Wright standing in. Pitches in for a called strike one. 14-12-2 for the Flyers. 4-5-0 for the Falcons. They got all their runs in the sixth inning. Brush delivers. Just misses outside for ball. One ball, one strike. Brush delivers. Outside for a ball. 2-1. Two balls, one strike, one down here in the top of the seventh inning for the Bowling Green State Falcons. And they're for called strike on the outside corner. Or outside portion of the plate, I should say. Photographer gets up on the dugout, get good shots. Here's a ground ball to the right side and through into right field. So Wright has his first hit of the game. Sixth hit of the game for the Falcons, and that'll bring up the top of the order and Nathan Archer. Archer singled his last time up. He's also reached on an error and singled in the to lead off the game. Brush delivers in the dirt. Nice save by McDougal. One ball and no strikes. Our next broadcast of Dayton Flyer Baseball will be on the 23rd of March when they take on the Butler Bulldogs in the doubleheader. Here's a foul ball. Look out, I-75. One ball, one strike, the count to Archer. Here's the stretch and the 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike two. A ball and two strikes. Brush staring in at McDougal. Now he gets the sign. Here's the stretch and the 1-2 pitch. Down low for a ball. 2-2 to count. Two balls, two strikes, one out here in the seventh inning. 14-4, Flyers lead it. Here's the pitch. Just misses inside for a ball. 3-2. On deck, Caden Parker. Here's the pitch. Foul back on the plate. No, we got a pitch hitter, and that was maybe Jack Krause. That's Parker to play now. Good. Here's the pitch. Foul back out of play. That is Archer. Now, Park. Three balls and two strikes to count. Jack Krause is on deck, but he's a pitch hit for Ross, I thought. Here's a pitch and a ground ball first base side into the Dayton bullpen. There's a stretch in the 3-2 pitch. Runner at first base. Will he be going? No, he is not. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Archer's out on strike. Kraus was hitting for Parker.
Now that we're up to number 7, Jack Kraus.
So Kraus doubled it last time up. He's been up a couple of times now. And Tyler Ross. That's where he screwed up. That's nothing unusual there. Here's a pitch. He's swinging a miss. Strike one. 0-1 to count. Two down here in the seventh, and that hits him. So Kraus goes to first. As we're having a little trouble with our, looks like we're having a little trouble with our Wi-Fi for some reason.
Now that we're going to bring the second baseman, Tyler Ross.
Tyler Ross steps to the plate. He was hit by pitches last time up. He is 1-for-2 on the day. There's a pitch. In there for called strike one. Rush staring at his wrist, getting the pitch comped. Here's a pitch. Fly ball back out of play, 0-2. No balls, two strikes, two out here in the seventh, top of the seventh inning. This game will be uploaded to our website, so if you missed anything, you can listen to it in its entirety, uncut. Here's a pitch outside for a ball. One ball and two strikes. Brush looks back at second base and delivers the 1-2. Just misses outside for a ball. Two balls, two strikes, two out here in the seventh inning. Runners at first and second. Brush looks back at second base and delivers. Fly ball back out of play into the pine trees. Count stays two balls and two strikes. Simon Prather getting his workout today, buddy. I tell you. Two balls, two strikes, two out. Just misses outside for a ball. The Flyer players in the dugout to the first base side thought it was good. There we go. Three balls, two strikes, two out. Runners will be off. Brush delivers. Runners go. Outside ball four. So the bases are loaded with two out. That puts right at third. Kraus at second. And Ross at first.
Now batting for the green. Number four, David Silva.
They'll bring up Leighton Banjoff. Banjoff on today is 0-for-3. Slide to right twice and grounded out to third. So bases loaded, two down. Here's the pitch. Called strike one. Here's the pitch. Ground ball to second. Grab ball to Castillo. Goes a runner out of second. So that's going to do it for the Falcons here in the seventh. They get no runs on one hit. no errors, and three runners left. And at the end of seven or six and a half, it's the Flyers 14 and the Falcons 4. Back after this timeout, this is the Gem City Sports Network.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time drag week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
Lily's New Creation, located in Springfield, Ohio, is your one-stop shop for full-service remodeling, residential and commercial cleaning, and full-service carpet cleaning. Serving the Miami Valley for over 18 years, you can call for an appointment at 937-925-5834. Once again, that's 937-925-5834. That's Lily's New Creation.
Connor Pedrod is on the mound for the Falcons here as we played in the bottom of the seventh inning. Pedrod is 0-1 on the year, making his fifth appearance. He's pitched three in the third innings, given up nine hits, six runs, all earned, walked seven, struck out five. He's has a 6.20 ERA. So Pedrod in for see where he's from. Pedrod is a junior from Wauseon, Ohio. It's up north of here. So David Mendez will step to the plate to face Pedrod. Mendez is 2-4-3. He's two singles, two runs scored. Pitch by Pedrod, swing and a miss. Strike one by Mendez. 14-4 is our score. Here's a pitch in the 0-1. In there for a called ball. Ball and no strikes. Or ball and a strike, I'm sorry. Ball and a strike. There's the pitch. Foul at the plate, and that hurt. That hit off his leg. Or shin. On deck, Andy Yaman. The fourth. Action in the Dayton bullpen. And that is Jake Tedesco. One and two the count to David Mendez. Here's the pitch and a foul back into the screen. Count stays one ball and two strikes. Here's the pitch. Foul back out of play. Count stays one ball and two strikes. We've had two home runs by Ryan McDougal today. Here's a pitch. Ground ball hit to the shortstop. Laird picks it up. Fires over to Birchmeyer. He's safe as Mendez beat it out. Mendez scooted down that first base line like he was on fire. 13th hit for the game for the Flyers. That'll bring up Eddie Yaman. Yaman's been hit by a pitch twice. He's doubled and grounded back to the pitcher. Flyers have had more runs than hits all day. Here's the pitch. Foul back over our heads to our right. One out here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Here's the stretch. by Penrod, and a swing and a miss by Yaman. Makes it no balls and two strikes. This game will be uploaded a little bit later on to our website. Hope you can join us then. If you missed anything, here's the pitch. This is high for ball. One ball and two strikes. Flyers have scored six in the first, one in the third, four in the fourth, one in the fifth, two in the sixth. It's over to first base, and Mendez gets back safely. Here's the pitch. Grounder, this time to the shortstop. Over to second for one. Over to first. Double. No, safe. So Yaman reaches on a fielder's choice. So two, one down, and that'll bring up Michael Adair. Adair on the day is 0 for 1. He's walked, hit a sac fly in the third, and struck out in the fifth. Now batting in the seventh. Here's the pitch. This is high for a ball, one ball, no strikes. Fourteen runs, 14 hits. That's not a hit. No balls and two strikes to count to Adair. Here's the pitch. Line drive out towards left and foul. Hit the batting cage. One of them. Count stays no balls and two strikes to Adair. 14-4 is our score. 14 runs, 14 hits, two errors for the Flyers. Four runs, six hits, and no errors for the Falcons. Pitch is high and outside for a ball. One ball and two strikes. The official score goes like this. It's 14 runs, 12 hits, two errors, and seven left for the Flyers. Four runs, five hits, no errors, six left. Foul back into the screen. Sends a bird scurrying out of the way. Two balls and two strikes. Two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Up high for ball three. Three and two the count. One down here in the bottom of the seventh inning. 14-4 is our score. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Down low, ball four. Adair is on, so runners at first and second with one down. That'll bring up Alejandro Cazorla. Cazorla is 0 for 1. He's walked, sacrificed twice, has an RBI, and has fouled out to the catcher. Catcher made a hell of a catch up against the screen. So one down, here's the pitch. Up high for a ball. One ball, no strikes to Cazorla. There's action down in the Bowling Green bullpen. Here's the pitch. Called strike. One ball, one strike, one down. Runners at first and second. There's a stretch by Penrod and a swing and a miss. Strike two. One ball, two strikes, the count. There's a stretch by Penrod. He delivers. Foul back into the screen. Count stays one and two. Ball and two strikes. One down here in the seventh inning. On deck, the big guy. McDougal. Next pitch is high for ball two. Two balls and two strikes. Yaman at second, Adair at first. Cazorla stepping into the plate with a 2-2 count. One down here in the seventh. There's a pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. So Cazorla strikes out swinging, and that'll bring up Ryan McDougal. All he has done today, he's gone 3-for-3. McDougal has hit a grand slam home run. He's singled, walked, and hit a solo home run. So he's 3-for-3 with five RBIs today. And the Flyers have scored in every inning but the second and this one. Here's a pitch inside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Yaman at second. Adair at first. On deck, Omar Daniels. Here's the pitch. In there for a called strike at the letters. One ball, one strike the count to Ryan McDougal. Penrod sets, checks the runner back at second base and fires. Up high for ball two, 2-1. Two balls, one strike, two down here in the seventh. 14-4, Flyers leading it. Here's the pitch. Called strike two, two balls and two strikes. Two balls, two strikes, two out here in the seventh. Here's the pitch and the ground ball to the right side. Picking it up as the second baseman fires over to first. That's going to do it for the Flyers here in the seventh inning. They get no runs on a hit. No errors, two runners left, and at the end of seven complete, it's the Flyers 14 and the it's Flyers 14 and the Bowling Green Falcons 4 back after this.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
To the eighth inning we go. Jake Tedesco will be pitching for the first time this year. Jake is a sophomore from Grosse Pointe Woods, Michigan. Sophomore, 6'5", 220. Oh, they got a basketball team out here. So Tedesco will pitch the eighth inning. TJ Tackett hit the line at stepping to the plate. His first pitch, swing and a miss, strike one. Tackett has walked twice and grounded out to short. He's three times up at the plate. Here's a windup by Tedesco in there for a called strike two. Working fast. Gets a sign. There's a windup in the pitch. Just misses inside for a ball, 2-1-2. I think the Flyers are a little happy right now. Here's a wind up in the pitch by Tedesco. Just misses low for a ball. 2-2 the count. Jake Pissick pitching for the first time here this year. Here's the windup and the 2-2 pitch as he takes his time this time. Here's the pitch. Called strike three. So Tackett is out on strikes, and that'll bring up Roki. Roki is reached on an error. It's only time up. Pitch is in there for a called strike. Coach has to be very happy with the rebound after the loss yesterday. Here's a pitch outside for a ball. Losing 8-6 to Northern Kentucky yesterday. Tedesco getting the sign. Quick worker. Here's the windup and the pitch. Swing and a foul tip at the plate. 1-2. Nice catch by McDougal. Ball and two strikes. Tedesco delivers down low for a ball. 2-2. One down here in the eighth inning. Action down in the Bowling Green bullpen. They've sent quite a few pitchers. Swing and a miss. Strike three. So Tedesco's got two strikeouts, and that'll bring up Brady Bergmeier. Cooper McKenzie will step in. Here's a pitch. In there for a called strike. McKenzie batting 200. With no home runs, no runs batted in. He is 3-for-15. There's a windup by Tedesco. And the 0-1 pitch. And a line drive right to Castillo. Lays out and catches it. That might be an ESPN web gem. That's going to do it for the Falcons. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. And at the end of 7.5, it's the Flyers 14 and the Falcons of Bowling Green State University 4.
Profiler Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc. Profiler Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
To the bottom half of the eighth inning we go, and new pitcher onto the mound for the Falcons, and that will be Peyton Wilson. Wilson making his sixth appearance. He's got no record. He's pitched 3 2/3 innings, given up five hits, 6 runs, 4 of them earned, 6 walks, a strikeout, and a 9.82 ERA. He will face some new hitters for the Flyers. It'll be Caleb Sanders. So Caleb Sanders will hit for Omar Daniels. I'll take that back. There's a ground ball, third base side. Sanders got some speed, and it's an error. And they're going to go. Sanders is going to go to second base and stop right there. That's going to bring up Carroll, batting for Arias.
Now batting for the Flyers, number 6, Chris Carroll.
Chris Carroll stands in. Carroll is 0-3. He played yesterday, but he was a pinch runner. So Carroll standing in. Pitches a ball with no balls, or 1 ball and no strike. He's unloading the bench right now. 14-4 is our score here in the bottom of the eighth inning. The Flyers hope this is their final time at the plate today. Here's the windup and the pitch, or foul back. Should be a stretch in the pitch. On deck, Zachary Scott. Scott will hit for Castillo. Two balls and a strike. Fourteen to four is our score here in the bottom of the eighth. Down low for ball three, 3-1. Runner at second base in Sanders, who reached on an error. Time called by Carroll as he steps out, and they'll mark it down as a timeout called. You're only allowed so many timeouts. I think it's only one or two. College. It's only one in the majors. Carroll stepping back in as Wilson looks back at second base and fires. Little line drive right to the second baseman, or third baseman, over to second, and he's out. So that'll bring up Zach Sox. Zachary Scott hitting for Castillo, and on deck Jacob Vesco. There's the pitch. This is for a ball, 1 ball, no strikes. 2 down here in the bottom of the eighth inning. 14-4 is our score. There's the pitch. Called strike. 1 ball, 1 strike to count. Glad you can join us on this Wednesday afternoon. Here's the pitch and a foul back. One and two the count. Two down here in the eighth. Here's a foul back into the screen. Count stays. 1 ball, 2 strikes to Zach Scott. Here's the pitch. Misses high and outside for ball one. Scott from Lunenburg, Massachusetts. Went to Wichita High School. 3-2 the count. Jacob Vexco is on deck. So Scott walks with two down. And that'll bring up Vexco. So Jacob Vesco batting for Dobie with Mendez on deck. Game about 3 hours and 9 minutes old. So we've reached the 6 o'clock hour. Two down here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Flyers lead it 14-4. Here's the pitch outside and called strike. 0-1 the count to Vetsko. Runner at first base in Zach Scott. Nobody warming in either bullpen. Yeah, there's somebody warming in a Dayton bullpen. No balls and two strikes to count to Vexco. Fly ball right side. That's going to get out of play. Takes a one hopper off the concrete. So no balls, two strikes. Two out here in the eighth. Got a left-hander warming up in the Dayton bullpen. He'll probably come on board here. Here's a swing and a miss, strike three. That's going to do it for the Flyers here in the eighth. They get no runs on no hits. There was an error and a runner left on, and at the end of eight complete, it's the Flyers 14 and the Bowling Green Falcons 4. We shall return with the ninth right after this.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time Drag Week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
To the top of the ninth inning we go. New pitcher on the mound for the Flyers is Travis Densmore. Densmore is 0-2 on the year. He's pitched in making his fourth appearance. He started one game. He's pitched six innings, given up 12 hits, 9 runs. All earned. He's walked one, struck out three. He's got a 13.50 ERA. Densmore is a grad student from Mesa, Arizona. Went to Oakland University up in Detroit. And he will face 8-9-1, Laird, Wright, and Archer. Due up here in the ninth inning. Flyers looking to win for the 10th time. With 10-7 on the year, they get ready for a 9-game road swing. It's going to start Friday at Eastern Illinois. Three there, a game over down at Eastern Kentucky on Wednesday, and then over to Butler on the following weekend with two doubleheaders, and then a trip to Akron before they return home on Easter weekend. Here we go. Densmore delivers in there for a called strike. Down at High Point, he got several times, and the guys on ESPN got really excited when he came in. His pitch is fouled into the Dayton dugout off the screen. No balls and two strikes to count. To the leadoff hitter here in the ninth, Alex Laird. Garrett Wright on deck. There's a windup in the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. So Laird out on strikes, and that'll bring up Garrett Wright. Wright is 1-4-2. Nope, and that is not Garrett Wright. Coming to the plate. New hitter up, and that is number 31, Isaiah Seidel. Batting for the first time this year. Seidel? Oh, wait a minute. That ain't him. There's a pitch. One and one to count. Seidel was a pitcher. He pitched earlier. One and one to count. Here's the pitch. And if a called strike. I can't see his number. With the way he's hitting. He's hitting right-handed. So Densmore getting the sign. Here's the windup and the 1-2 pitch. Just misses low for a ball. Two balls and two strikes to count. One down here in the ninth. Flyers on their way to their 10th victory of the year. Here's the pitch. Just misses low for a ball. 3-2 the count. Here's the windup and the 3-2 pitch. Fly ball out towards right field. Adair has it, and there's one down. That was number 34 in Zach Horky. Horky is a freshman from Waterville, batting for the first time. So Nathan Archer will bat for the fifth time today. He is 2-for-4. There's the pitch. Foul back out of play. He's singled twice, reached on an error, and struck out. So he's a final hope for the Falcons to keep this thing going. There's the windup in the pitch. Another foul back out of play. Look out, 75. No balls, two strikes, two out. 14-4 is our score. There's the windup and the pitch. Foul pop up. Back out of play. Hit the roof. Probably scared a few people inside the press box. We're sitting outside. A gorgeous day here in Dayton. I'll tell you what, I couldn't ask for a better day for baseball. 0-2 the count to Archer. Here's the pitch. Up high for a ball. One ball and two strikes. Our next broadcast of Dayton baseball will be on the 23rd when they take on the Butler Bulldogs over at Butler. There's a fly ball. Well hit out towards right. Going back is the center fielder, and he's got it. That's going to do it for this one. Your final score, the Flyers 14 and the Falcons 4. 14 runs, 13 hits, 2 errors for the Flyers, 10 runners left. BGSU had 4 runs, 5 hits, and an error. They stranded 6. So, that's going to do it for us. Now it's Peyton Olson on the mound for the Flyers. No, I take that back. That's not huge for them. Okay, that's going to do it for us here at AES Ohio Stadium, Warner Field. Thank you for joining us. Today's game has been brought to you by Profiler Performance Products, by Lilly's New Creation, by Profiler Inc., by a Special Wishes Foundation of Dayton in Southwest Ohio, by the USO, and by the Gem City Sports Network. This is Doug Brown saying so long. We'll talk to you on the 23rd when the Flyers take on the Butler Bulldogs. Good night, everyone.